Ever wondered why some companies consistently deliver exceptional products while others struggle as they grow? The secret isn't just talented product teams. It's the invisible operational backbone supporting them. Product operations has emerged as the critical discipline that helps product management scale effectively in complex organizations. It's the reason why companies like Uber, Stripe, and Amplitude can maintain product excellence despite their massive scale. Think of it as the connective tissue that enables strategic decision-making across an entire product portfolio, preventing the formation of disconnected mini-fiefdoms that naturally develop as organizations grow. Consider this scenario. A brilliant chief product officer joins a growing company eager to implement strategic product thinking, only to discover she's drowning in spreadsheets and manual data gathering just to prepare for basic meetings. Sound familiar? This is precisely why product operations exists, to free product leaders from operational burdens so they can focus on what truly matters, delivering customer value and achieving business outcomes. Product operations rests on three foundational pillars that enable effective product strategy and delivery. The first pillar, business data and insights, connects product metrics with business outcomes. It answers key questions about product financial performance, resource allocation, and the relationship between feature usage and revenue. This pillar ensures decisions are based on evidence rather than intuition. The second pillar, customer and market insights, establishes systematic approaches to gathering voice of customer data and market intelligence. It reveals customer feedback, market trends, and competitive positioning to inform roadmap decisions. This pillar ensures customer research remains consistent and accessible. The third pillar, process and practices, scales product management through consistent cross-functional frameworks. It creates standardized workflows and governance structures while maintaining innovation. This pillar allows teams to focus on execution rather than methodology. The business data and insights pillar drives value by helping executives understand the why behind product work. It provides the connective tissue between product metrics and business outcomes, something many organizations struggle with. Imagine discovering, as one product manager did, that mid-sized customers who adopted three specific products were able to close positions 15 times faster, but only 25% completed the cumbersome onboarding process. This insight revealed an immediate opportunity to improve workflows and increase upsell potential. Without proper data infrastructure, such insights remain hidden. The journey typically begins with manual data collection to establish a baseline and prove the value of these insights. At Athena Health, the product operations team tackled a software capitalization reporting process that was consuming over 400 hours of leadership time annually. By implementing a standardized product development lifecycle hierarchy in Jira, they not only eliminated this administrative burden, but created a valuable data asset that enables decision-making at all leadership levels. The ultimate goal is automation, creating dashboards and reports that provide different organizational levels with exactly the information they need. This investment pays enormous dividends as teams gain rapid access to insights that drive strategic decisions rather than spending countless hours gathering and formatting data. Customer research often stalls due to practical barriers like restricted client access, management concerns about customer burden, and recruitment challenges. However, most organizations already possess extensive customer data across departments, from win/loss analysis to support interactions, that remains trapped in silos. Product operations creates connections that allow these insights to flow freely. Fidelity Investments exemplifies successful research democratization at scale. Their research operations function reduced participant recruitment from 2 months to 2 days, trained 300-plus associates in usability testing, and built Lighthouse, a comprehensive research repository preventing duplicate work across their 65 researchers supporting hundreds of product teams. Market research provides crucial context beyond user feedback, In one case, market analysis helped an energy company pivot from a $200 million opportunity that would yield only $2 million in 2 years to an API development initiative promising $30 million in 1 year, preventing investment in superficially attractive but ultimately unprofitable ventures. As product management matures, standardization becomes crucial, especially in larger organizations. While other departments have established methodologies, product management is still developing standardized approaches. The product operating model translates strategies into execution by defining how teams collaborate. Though process often faces resistance, thoughtful implementation creates valuable structure. One director reframes it as method or service, treating product operations like an API with evolving versions. Effective governance ensures work aligns with strategy through consistent objective reviews. Planning cycles can be resource-intensive. Studies show 25 to 50% of product and engineering teams spend weeks on quarterly planning. The focus should be implementing essential conversations that enable market responsiveness without excessive overhead. Oscar Health exemplifies efficient annual planning. Their senior director streamlined the process through clear input cadences, stakeholder alignment, focused meetings, and simple templates. They separate global, organization-wide initiatives from local, team-specific projects, balancing flexibility with strategic alignment. When implementing product operations, you'll face leadership concerns about budget and necessity, while product managers may fear loss of autonomy. The key message: product operations enables rather than makes decisions. Start small instead of building large teams immediately. At Amplitude, the first product operations hire conducted 35 interviews to identify pain points. His initial win addressed the product team black box perception through a simple monthly newsletter. This quick solution required minimal PM effort, but significantly improved go-to-market alignment and reduced ad hoc questions. Most teams begin with one person demonstrating value before expanding. At Pendo, Christine Itwaru grew her team from 1 to 11 members in under 2 years through proven impact. When scaling, you can address multiple needs across pillars simultaneously, often starting with internal talent who understand existing challenges. The choice between embedded specialists and centralized services depends on organizational needs, culture, and product complexity. At Uber and Stripe, Blake Samick scaled product operations to teams of 70 and 50, respectively, by focusing on streamlined processes and operational efficiency. Product operations may only exist in about 20% of software companies today, but this percentage could double within 5 years, particularly for enterprise-level companies building multiple products in parallel. The function will likely evolve toward more centralized models with increased automation and better observability systems. Information flow will become an even greater focus, with manual processes eventually transitioning to scalable software solutions. Large enterprises transitioning to software companies stand to gain the most from product operations as a key accelerant to their transformation. The most important lesson? Small, timely improvements contribute more to long-term success than major process overhauls. Whether you're establishing product operations from scratch or evolving an existing function, customize your approach to your company's specific situation, demonstrate value quickly, and connect with the broader community for ongoing support. The goal isn't creating process for process's sake. It's building the invisible infrastructure that enables true product excellence at scale.